USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the battle rages over Ukraine and NATO continues to deny a no-fly zone, Senator Marco Rubio, vice chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said it's not quite that easy.
So basically, a no-fly zone, it means starting World War III. I think there are a lot of things we can do to help Ukraine protect itself, both from airstrikes and missile strikes. But I think people need to understand what a no-fly zone means. It's not some rule you pass that everybody has to oblige by. It's the willingness to shoot down the aircrafts of the Russian Federation, which is basically the beginning of World War III.
Rubio, speaking on ABC News this week, also said Secretary of State Antony Blinken is actively looking at a potential deal with Poland to supply aircraft. The national average price for gas has now topped $4 a gallon. The lowest statewide average is Missouri, where unleaded stands at $3.60 a gallon, and the highest prices are being seen in California, where the statewide average stands at $5.29 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
An investigation is on the way on a crowdfunding site with some questionable financial dealings. And with that story, here's USA's Tim Bird.
Heather Wilson and Jacob Wells, two of the founders of the crowdfunding company GiveSendGo, said there will be an investigation into the hack that occurred in February of the company's website that targeted the Canadian Trucker Freedom Convoy's 2022 fundraiser. The two telling the Epoch Times they have forensic teams figuring out how in the world this could happen.
As inflation continues to rise, the housing market has been in a worse frenzy during the pandemic, with prices surging as prospective buyers hoping for a break this spring aren't likely to see one. Recent home prices are continuing to jump by double-digit percentages. The median listing price for properties hit a record $392,000 in February, according to new analysis from Realtor.com. That's a jump of 27% from February of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Several people, including two children, were killed when a tornado swept through central Iowa, damaging buildings and knocking down trees and power lines. Emergency management officials in Madison County said four were injured in addition to those killed when the tornado touched down in an area southwest of Des Moines. The victims ranged in age from 2 to 72 years old, according to Madison County Emergency Management Director Dionys Ayala. Ayala said 25 to 30 homes were badly damaged in the tornado. There are still 10,000 without power in that region. The international push to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine is playing out on the local level throughout the United States as gas stations affiliated with Russia's second biggest oil company, Lukoil, are facing backlash. Lawmakers in Newark, New Jersey, voted to suspend Lukoil's licenses throughout the city, with city council members citing the company's Moscow base. On social media, people are also calling for boycotts of Lukoil stations, which operate in 11 states, mostly in the northeastern U.S. Major League Baseball Players Association gave a written collective bargaining agreement proposal to Major League Baseball. It included a $5 million reduction to the union's last offer and a pre-arbitration bonus pool, but did not include changes to its competitive balance tax proposal. Today is day 96 of the lockout. Spring games through March 17th have been canceled, along with the first two regular season series. More regular season games are likely to be canceled later today. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.